He's just a prayer away. He's just a praise away. He's just a worship away.
Right.
He's just a tear away. Sometimes he's just a stammering lip away. Sometimes he's just a thought, a meditation away. Acts 17:27, that they should seek the Lord happily, though, amen, that they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any one of us.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's Hagar down by the well. Amen. It didn't matter what it's Sir Hagar, what aileth thee? God was there. He was near. How many knows that if you make your bed in hell, he's there.
Yeah.
Amen. If you, amen, go to the depths of the sea, he'll be there. No matter how far you run, no matter how you try to hide, it don't matter what the circumstance, Jesus will still be there. Yeah. Amen. Are you hearing me tonight? I'm telling you, we will draw near. Let us draw near. Anybody want a Holy Ghost revival in this hour? Anybody want God to move in a mighty way? Anybody want a closer walk? Anybody want to see God save? Anybody want to hear from heaven? Let us draw near. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With a true heart, full assurance of faith. When you pray right, you can be like Hezekiah.
Come on. Yes, Lord.
Such house in order, the man said, you're going to die.
Yeah.
He turned his face to the wall. He said, Lord, you know how I've lived.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know how I've prayed.
Right.
You know my life to this point.
Yes.
I know the rest of that story. It goes all kinds of ways. But the fact is, because he had had a prayer life,
right,
he reminded God.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. You know how I lived.
Come on.
You know how I prayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But L.D. Moore said he prayed 20 years, three times a day, for God to use him in just one of the gifts God used him in. Think about it.
Yeah.
Three times a day.
Yeah.
20 years. I'm going to tell you. Let us draw near.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes.
Let us draw near to God. I took the time to take my good wife flowers today. I knew she wouldn't be able to make this trip. She hadn't got off working early enough. So I took her a spring bouquet today. Kind of cheer up her day.
Yes.
As she cheers up hundreds of people where she works at. We can draw near in prayer and fellowship. David said, but it's good for me to draw near to God. I put my trust in the Lord God that I may declare all thy works.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, if you don't draw near to God and you don't, amen, get your trust in God, you will never speak everything to this generation you need to speak. You will not serve your generation in this hour. If somebody say amen. Even the Bible said amen, but the law made nothing perfect, but the bringing in of a better hope did, by which we draw nigh to God. I preached a little while back just on that word better. A better covenant, a better sacrifice, a better way. Amen. How many of those Hebrews is filled with bitter?
Right.
Now I want to tell you, there's a better way. Amen. That a better hope. And we can draw near unto God. Amen. The Bible said in James 4:8, draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. There must be first a submitting. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh unto God and he will draw nigh unto you. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
The old songwriter said, sometimes I feel like God's a million miles away and can't hear one word I say. But the chorus of that song, he's praying to it, he starts singing, but the eyes of Jesus are upon each footstep that I take.
Thank God.
Yes.
God knows what you're going through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My third or fourth year pastoring there at home, I've been up, been down. I've seen some good crowds.
Yeah.
I've seen some low crowds. I love that old song said, I've had my good days. I've had my heels to climb. I've had my bad days. And my lonely sleepless nights.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when I thank you over.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Of all that God's done for me.
All that.
My soul, it says, thank you. I cannot complain. I won't complain.
Thank you, Lord.
before I'll take it back, the choir said, I'll add more to it. God, you've really been good to me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a simple chorus, but it's gone. Before I'll take it back, I'll add more to it. God, you've really been good to me.
Yeah.
This is my testimony. God, you've surely been good to me. You kept me and you guided me and you set my weary spirit free. And there ain't no doubt about it. I'm surely going to shout it. And before I'll take it back, I'll add more to it. God, you've really been good to me. Oh, God, help us to draw nigh unto God.
Yeah.
Holy, holy Lord.
Draw near. Draw me near, Lord. Near, precious Lord, to thy precious
bleeding
side.
Yes, yes.
And oh, how we've got to have it.
Yes.
That intimate experience.
Amen.
That closeness.
Amen.
That fellowship. That enshrouding of his presence.
Yeah.
The touch of his hand upon our life.
Yes. Yes.
Nothing will take the place.
Never.
Yeah.
Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. 23, verse 23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith.
Yes.
Without wavering. For he's faithful.
Yeah.
The promise. I'm going to try to wrap it up, man. I get preaching. You know how I am. Some of you know. I just lose all track of time. It's been months trying to get here. Who knows when I'll ever get back. So maybe just preach it out. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The Bible said, 1 Thessalonians 5:16, rejoice evermore. There's a whole lot of preaching right there.
Yeah.
We have a duty to rejoice.
Yeah, right.
It's a duty. He didn't ask you want to. He said, rejoice evermore.
Right.
You want to be blessed of God, you got to rejoice.
Woo.
Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. And again, he said, rejoice.
Yes.
We have a duty. A duty to rejoice.
Duty.
Amen. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. And everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit. Despise not prophesying. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is what?
Good.
Gossip? Junk? No. Hold fast that which is good.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
But we can hear some good news. Somebody got some. I don't know if I really believe that. I'll believe when I see it.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
But man, let anything negative, pessimistic, anything slanderous, anything.
Come on.
Did you hear it? Did you hear it, the ladies?
Oh, my. Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, no, I haven't. There's time people start telling me something. I said, you know, just a minute. I'll get them on the phone, and we both get to hear exactly this how it happened. Hang on. Let's do a three-way call.
All right.
Hello.
Right. Yeah.
Come on, Brother Mark. Come on.
He didn't say hold on to gossip.
No. Right.
He didn't say hold on to the past.
No.
Right.
Forgetting those things which are behind us. That's what the Bible said. And reaching out toward those things which are before us. We've got to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hold fast the man which is good.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if he'll make it or not. Man, he's praying. Let's hold fast. I don't know if he'll endure. Amen. Let's believe God together. Let's pray together. Amen. I don't know if he'll make it. Let's believe God he makes it. Some of us say if they wanted if we'd make it. I mean, when I went full-time in evangelistic field, I tell you, it's just God. That's all it was. It's like that scripture, you know. Amen. Like Joseph, they threw it, but God. But God delivered him. And brother, it was just God that helped me. Amen. I remember I preached my first weekend revival. I asked Brother Wilkie Shepherd. After that, we were cutting wood on a Monday. I said, do you think I'll make it, Brother Shepherd? He says, I think you'll make it. Man, I needed to hear that. He told me years later, son, I didn't know if you'd make it or not. I just prayed you would. I just have faith you would. I'd hold on, maybe you will.
Come on.
Hold to that which is good. Hold fast.
Right.
Thank you, Lord.
Have you heard the good news? That's what we ought to be saying.
Yeah.
My aunt, she dead and gone on, raised in a home with 21 children. She got a brother pastor in a little church outside Columbus. His name, Brother Ed Muncie. His sister was dying in the hospital, Mount Carmel West. I was up there with the family. I looked at him there. He's smiling ear to ear. He said, well, Brother Mark, have you heard the good news? I said, I don't know, what is it? He said, me and Shirley went back to school, him and his wife. 78 years old, went back to get their GED. Don't tell me you're too old.
Come on. Come on.
I said, you're getting your GED? Yes, sir. And he said, then I'm going to get my doctorate. And I'm going to be not just pastor, but I'm going to be Dr. Ed Munson. Amen. I said, well, that's great, brother. He said, can you believe we're the oldest in the class? I said, man, can you believe that? 78 years old. Man, oh, that's a lot of spunk. Sound like Caleb. Give me my mountain. Amen. I may be far, but give me my mountain. I may be far, but I'm running to draw near the God. I'm 84. I don't care about the Amalekites. I don't care about Amalek. I don't care about the giants. Give me my mountain. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I can just about preach myself silly tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hold fast that which is good.
Yes. Yes.
Good.
Are we holding fast to that which is good?
Yes.
Amen. Are we holding fast to that which is good? Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews. Amen. I don't know if I can find it like I want to find it. There's a few more scriptures that exhort you and I. Amen. To hold fast. Hebrews 3 and 6. But Christ is the Son over his own house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope unto thee, brother. I've seen the folks holding on, but they sure are miserable.
Come on.
We ought to be the happiest people in the world.
Right.
Amen. I want to tell you, blessed are ye, happy are ye, when men shall revile you, persecute you. You know the Beatitudes. Amen, brother. Oh, how we ought to be happy. I tell some folks sometimes, are you happy today? Yeah. I said, why don't you notify your face and let it know you're happy? Nobody never know you're happy today. Why don't you give the world a smile and your face a break? They both need it.
Come on. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was a young man just preaching my guts out, preaching every rabbit that jumped out of the trail. I preached with Brother Johnny Smith down in Short Gap, Virginia years ago. And we were having a good meeting one night. His brother come up to me and said, I declare, son, kick our shins for an hour and a half and smile while you do it. Must be a gift from God. I tell you, there's some nights I had to enjoy more preaching. I didn't know if anybody else was enjoying, so I was going to enjoy it. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Anybody enjoy your own cooking?
Yeah.
There's some nights I have to go out for get something else. I'm eating. I have those days too.
Come on.
Oh, yes. The Bible said, hold fast. The confidence.
Right.
I mean, does you have need of confidence?
Yes.
You need a patience after you've done the will of God, that you might receive the promise.
Right.
In your patience, you possess your souls. Cast not away your confidence, for in it you have great recompense of reward.
Right.
Hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing. I'm going to tell you, I've labored 21 years in Columbus, Ohio. I'm ready and willing to do anything God wants me to do. But I know one thing. I'm going to hold on with confidence to see what God wants to do. Because if God has something different for me to do, he'll speak to me. He'll make the vision, make it plain. He'll make it clear.
Yes.
But until then, I just got to hold on.
Yeah.
I just got to pray through. I got to draw near.
Right.
I've got to draw nigh.
Yeah.
Two things God spoke to me in the last year, early in my living room, in the small place Kathy and I are living right now. Lord spoke some things. I've seen both of them come to pass in the last year. I want to tell you, I ain't boasting, I ain't bragging to the church about it. Everything God shows you, you don't have to tell everybody about it. How many of us?
Right.
Some things God just wants you to know.
Right.
The old songwriter said, I just stopped by to let you know I can hear you.
Yeah.
I just stopped by to let you know I care.
Yeah.
I just came by to let you know. But when you take time to draw near and hold fast the confidence of your faith,
yes,
your hope,
thank you,
in this hour.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Have confidence. I've got a nephew tonight. I worked with him for a year. The worst heroin addict you've ever seen. He'd been tried out 2 times at the Ohio State University. 10 to 20 grand apiece. I picked him up before when he was in a fetal position. Took him out, tried to get him something to eat. And he couldn't hold anything down. Long story short, it got to a point. And I'm going to tell you, if you've ever been around a heroin addict, it's a sad, sad picture.
Right.
I mean, they don't even realize. I'd take him out, get him breakfast. He's an unbelievable IT guy. I mean, what he can do with securities and cameras, and we were doing a job. And he would take a straw. Like I'd take this old Q-tip that I forgot to get out of my pocket earlier tonight. Amen. No wax left behind. That's the motto tonight. Amen. I'm telling you, he would take that straw and he'd get the paper off of it. It'd take him 5 minutes to get the paper off the straw. He'd be so, and he'd go like this, he'd go. I can't even go as slow as he would go.
Lord, Lord.
And he couldn't even hit a glass of water. And when he'd sober up later in the day, I said, look, Eric, let me show you. This is you. This is you when you're messed up. Really? They don't even realize it.
Sure, right.
But can I tell you, in the last year, God saved that boy.
Yes, yes.
I'm telling you, he's back to work. God gave him a job making 20-something an hour, a van to drive home every night.
Thank God.
He can work overtime if he wants.
Yeah.
He's playing the drums in church to the best of his ability. He's testifying good.
Yeah.
Right.
And I'm telling you, God has did a miracle because some folks in that church held fast to their confidence. They held fast the confidence of the hope till the end.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It ain't over till God says it over.
That's right.
It ain't over till God says it's over.
Right.
And told my mother 40 years ago, let's go back. Amen. They told my mama 50 years plus ago. They said, you've got an incurable muscle disease. You'll not live 15 more years. She couldn't open a jar of mayonnaise. Couldn't open a jar of ketchup. But she got under conviction. Started begging my dad to take her to church. Ain't there a revival somewhere? Brother, one night, amen, Sister Annalee Hager was preaching in Columbus. 2 week revival. Amen, brother. That night she went back and read the riot act to my mom. Told her life while people were praying around the altar. My mom said, who's been talking to you? Brother, nobody. My mom hit the altar in that same 2 week revival. One night God healed her of that incurable muscle disease. She's 84 tonight and still praising God. Because, brother, if you and I will hold fast the confidence, if we believe God for our family, amen, and our loved ones, if you and I will draw near to God, hallelujah.
Yes.
Hold fast.
Lord.
Hold fast.
Praise God.
The confidence and the rejoicing.
Firm into the end.
My dad used to look at me when I was running from God, getting ready to marry a little Lutheran girl. That word to death. What are you going to do when you get saved? She don't want to serve God. I said, ain't no problem. She's ready to serve God right now. I'm the holdup.
Come on.
She was. My mom and dad look at me, Mark, you get saved. We believe God's going to use you. We believe God's got something for your life.
Yeah, yeah.
I was running hard as I could run. They'd smile, look at me. What are you going to do when you do get saved? What are you going to do when it happens? It's going to happen.
Come on.
Just get ready. It's going to happen.
Ready for the blessing.
Yeah, come yeah.
On. And it wasn't long. Dad didn't have to keep praying requests. Pray for that little hippie boy of mine.
Jesus.
I had hair to hear and a beard, and I turned into a hippie. I'm just right for Christian TV now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Come on.
Thank you, Lord. Come on now.
I preach another message on get ready for the change, brother. There's a change. How many knows you and I? Every time we behold him, behold Christ as a man in a natural glass, we are changed from glory to glory.
Yeah.
By the image.
Right.
Yeah. Of him.
Right.
Every time I draw near to God, I'm changed. Every time I hold fast a little tighter and I see him as he is,
yes.
I am changed
yes.
more into his likeness. Let me wrap this up tonight. Again, he said to hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he's faithful that promised. Verse 24, let us consider one another. I guarantee you there's not enough of that going on this day and hour.
Right.
True. So true.
Do you really consider one another?
Yes.
Yeah. Then 16 years of traveling this country did help me with being around some very good people of God. Was God gave me a more bountiful eye to be able to see somebody besides myself.
Yeah.
And to see the needs of other people.
Yes, sir.
Consider one another.
One another.
Yes, God. Yes.
And it becomes a sore subject when you deal with finances. And I'm not going to deal there much. That's not my point of being here tonight. But we are going to give account with everything that God runs through these fingers.
Right.
That's
right.
That's true. Come on, Brother Mark.
Brother, I want to tell you, God doesn't bless you and I extremely abundantly above just to put it in an account and just see how much we can make.
Right.
We are to help spread the gospel and help meet the needs of other people.
Sure.
Giving's a whole other message. Amen. Give it, it shall be given unto you. That's how you get.
Yeah.
That's right.
I want to be rich. Start giving. I want to be better off. Start giving.
Yes.
I want to see God bless my going in and going out. Start giving.
Yeah.
I want to see God bless my children. Amen. Brother Sam, he dead gone on. My dad's brother, he stood up on that barrier. Simple testimony, but so profound. He said, I read that scripture today. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. And he said, God spoke to me and said, not one of your children has ever lacked a good job. Even though some of them ain't even in church, they're all making good money. They all got good jobs. Because I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Or you see, brother, some of us were blessed when we didn't even take the time to pray. Because we had a praying grandma, a praying mama, a praying daddy, a praying pastor, a praying church. Oh, God, how we're blessed when people pray and see God.
Yes, amen.
Yes, sir.
Brother, hold fast.
Thank you, Lord.
Hold fast the profession of our faith.
Amen.
Without wavering.
Yes.
For he is faithful, the promise, and let us consider one another to provoke unto love.
Yeah.
Or scripture after scripture. I'm not going to take time to read them all tonight. And good works. Brother, you can aggravate somebody or you can encourage them to good works.
That's right. That's right.
You can show yourself a pattern of good works.
Right.
Yes.
Ain't none of us here tonight because of who we are, our name, or just our parents.
No.
We are all here tonight. We are being made, molded, and influenced by many people, whoever we surround ourselves with in this world.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, by the grace of God and the people I've been, I know I'm not the man I used to be. And I know God's still working on me. And if you're honest, he's working on you tonight, my friend. But I'm going to tell you, God wants to mold you and make you into more than you ever even thought you could be if you would continue to draw near and to hold on and to hold fast.
Yes.
Not for, let us consider one another to provoke unto love. I've seen some church folks just love to provoke people. I've seen them provoke their kids.
Yeah.
Sure.
Shame on them. I've seen people provoke other people to try to get bad attitude start somebody else.
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
Some of us call that, I don't know what they call it. It ain't nothing but slander and gossip.
Right.
Some of them call it, you know, knowledge and understanding and education. But the fact is we need to provoke one another. We ought to pray and ask God, God, how can I help my brother? Right. How can I help my neighbor? Yeah. How can I help my pastor?
Yes, Lord, yes.
Yeah,
come on.
I'm going to tell you, if you pastor long enough, doesn't matter how good this man is, you will get familiar with him. And familiarity is one of the things that calls us to drift from the things we once heard.
Yeah.
We get used to each other.
Yeah.
We get used to Brother Romans getting happy. We get used to Brother JR getting excited. We get used to Brother, amen, Jason exhorting. We just get used to it because it's day in, week in, week out. We get familiar.
Come on.
And we have to have fresh touches from the throne of God.
Yes,
to remind us that how blessed we are.
Thank God.
I'll tell you, you may not have a house full of, but if you've got the people you've got, and they love one another tonight, and people aren't bickering and quarreling and fighting, brother, then it's just getting right for a miracle here.
Yeah.
It's just getting right for a move of God.
Amen.
It's just getting right for revival and growth.
Right.
You've got to have the right base. Why should God send anybody or much anybody in if we got schism in the body?
Yeah. Right.
I've been there.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So I've had to hold fast, hold on, stick it out, stick with it. David said, I've stuck to thy testimonies and commandments.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
When's the last time you provoked somebody unto love?
Yeah.
And to good works?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Think about it. Whether they were poor or they were on a fixed income, or that they were just a good person that was down and going through something. Man, it's amazing just what one little bit of word encouragement. The man that wrote this, the man that wrote most of the New Testament, I close in 5 minutes or less, get ready to sing. The man that had more inspiration in the New Testament writing with the Holy Ghost than any other man. I read it to our church and preached on it the other night, how Paul got so down. He said he couldn't rest.
Yeah.
The man that wrote, the peace of God passeth all knowledge and understanding. Sometimes you and I are paradoxes.
Right.
We speak one thing and we live worried. We preach one thing and we live something else. Somebody say amen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And we have to pray through. We have to stay in this book. We got to draw near to God.
Yeah.
And Paul said, I couldn't. He said he was so concerned about Titus.
Wrong.
And finally, amen, this church reached out to him. And Paul said how much they ministered to him in his time of unrest. And I don't care who you are, you're going to have those times.
Yeah.
But you're going to need somebody that's got a bountiful eye, somebody that's got inspiration, somebody that has the Spirit of God,
yeah,
where God can just simply say, go over and tell that person, go over and give them. I was in a Waffle House a few weeks ago, but they were having a bad day. I service 32 Waffle Houses at home. I fix pole lights in my spare time when I got nothing else to do. It helps me support missions. It helps me support preachers that come through. And don't let your mind run away with you. 32 Waffle Houses, it yields about $8,000 a year. So we're not getting rich, but we're supplying some meals.
Yeah.
Long story short, I went in there. Man, this one was getting all the tables. This one wasn't getting anybody to wait on. The cook was unhappy. I've seen these people many times. I can tell there is a spirit of problem and trouble in this Waffle House. It wasn't, how you doing? Welcome to the Waffle House. Come on in, honey. What can do? None of that today. The burgers were even being smacked on the grill, brother. I mean, everybody was getting it that day. But I ordered my food. God had blessed me. Wasn't many others around. I said, hey, here's $5 tip for every waitress, and here's $5 for the cook. And I'm praying for all of you have a better day. Sure.
Yes, yes.
They ain't forgot it. You ever had a day $5 made your day?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on.
My grandkids was in Dollar Tree the other day, and they found $100 bill.
Oh, my
goodness. Split that four ways, and you got some happy grandkids. Get a song ready tonight. I'm not done, but I got to wrap something up here. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. Does it matter if I come to church? You better believe it matters.
Yeah, it matters.
Yeah.
Does it matter even I'm so sick I can't only sit there? Do I really need to be there? I repeat, was I live for God at the house? If that was the case, he would have never said, hey, don't forsake the assembling yourselves together. It's essential.
Right.
There's strength in numbers.
Yes.
I need you. You need me. We're all part of God's big family tonight.
Right.
And the Bible tells us the attendance upon the sanctuary. Deuteronomy 12:5, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation, ye shall seek, and thither thou shalt come.
Right.
Again, the Bible said in Psalms 84:8, blessed are they that dwell in thy house, for they will be still praising thee.
Yes.
Isaiah 37:1, it came to pass when King Hezekiah heard it, he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth, and he went into the house of
Thank you, Lord.
Luke 2:36, and there was one had a comfort in an old age, one named Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she was of great age. And had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about fourscore and four years, which departed not from the temple, but served God in fastings and prayer night and day. Jesus, he went to Nazareth, went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. Luke 24:52, and they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple.
Yes.
Praising and blessing God. Let's stand all over the building tonight.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's lift our hands a moment and thank God for this privilege. This blessing just to be in his house. Over half the world's going to bed hungry tonight. You and I are here blessed. People in Romania, they're bulldozing churches down every day, and you and I are here blessed. Some places in the world, they have a funeral all day in the rain in a tent, just have church, but we're here blessed tonight. You and I have a president that has a mind toward the church right now. Amen. We ought to thank God how blessed we are. Oh, God, help us to take advantage of the house of God, the blessing of God. Let us draw near. Let us fulfill these essentials in these last days.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray as they play tonight.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Well, you've got a lot of conglomerated thoughts tonight, but I pray that we'll take these words. Let them sink in our heart and ears. Let the spoken word become the heard word and the lived word and the engrafted word that brings forth fruit. Let's find us a place to pray tonight. At your seat around the altar, let's ask God to help us draw near and to draw nigh and to hold fast in this hour.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I will draw my strength from.
Yes, I will, hallelujah.
As I lay upon his word.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I will take
afresh, God. Touch us anew tonight, Lord. Help us to grow near. Help us to grow near. Help us to hold fast your heart in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus.
As his sweet
tonight, Lord. Oh, there is a hope. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
is the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Where I can be.
Oh, I need a God. Oh, I need a God. Thank you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
I covered for
God in your hallelujah.
I will
follow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
No.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious Lord, precious Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I am weak, but thou art strong.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you.
praise.
Thank you, Jesus.